Welcome to Your Therapy Podcast. Let's talk about any and everything with no filters. I'm your host, Tanya, and today's topic is about children's duties. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on earth." Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. All right, let's get right into it. What are your children's duties? Are you, as a parent, setting a good example? Because when children see what we're doing, they mimic it. We, as parents, are supposed to be the role models. And some of us, let's just say, aren't doing a very good job. We aren't living a godly lifestyle before our children, right? That's right. So the word, the epistles, the New Testament is for believers. So if you aren't one, then, I mean, it doesn't apply. I mean, I get it, you know, but I hope that maybe one day that you'll get it too. And I'm not talking about you, you know, I'm not talking about those wannabe believers either. You know, they say one thing and then do something completely different. I'm just going to keep it real with you, all right? Now, did you know the word obey means to trust? I mean, in other words, it's the biblical obedience to God, okay, and his word. That's to submit and surrender. Now, our children are a product of us and generations in us and our environment. I mean, let's face it, Timmy's bad because of that DNA and that environment, which can be altered by Christ if he or she allow it. But in his case, Timmy has to allow himself to want to be a new creature in Christ. Now, don't go beating yourself up or feeling bad because life is a funny thing. You know, the first child you had was a product of sin. And the second child and thereafter, you got saved. Don't be mad if that first child is acting up and their behavior rub off on the other child. I mean, come on now. It's not their fault completely. I mean, even small children are known by their actions. So if their conduct really pure and upright, I mean, it tells you that in Psalms 39, verse 1 through 13. You can pull out your Bibles and read that. You know, you have to take a look at some of these things that we go through, whether it be right or wrong. You as a parent should be able to give your children instruction. And being a child, you should follow through with that duty as long as it's good and just and line up with scripture. Can I get an amen to that? Right, thank you. So that's their duty as a child. You know, a discerning son heeds instructions, but a companion of gluttoners disgraces his father. In other words, whosoever keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men, you know, those rowdy men, shameth his father. They bring shame on him. You know, it's like, you bring dishonor on the family. You know, you've seen those movies like in Mulan, but that's a whole nother story. But you can find that in Proverbs 28 and 7. I tell you these things, you know, out of love. So that way you can take a look at yourself. You can take a look at your children. So that way you'll be able to talk to them, to try to figure things out, to go through these times to try to correct some of the error. Because people wonder why children act a certain kind of way. It may not have been you, but it darn sure could have been grandma. Grandma was living a wild kind of life. And that's why I said a product of us and generations in us, in our environment. Because, you know, our environment, it does shape us. It makes us become who we really truly are. So, I hope to see you guys next time. Thank you for tuning in. Please share, subscribe, and like. Thank you for joining me. And you guys have an awesome, fantastic day.